U.S. Senator John Bozeman, who joins us on the phone. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, good to have you with us. We've, of course, been monitoring, continuing the aftermath of the tragic tornado out in Moore, Oklahoma. And we know that FEMA officials have been on the scene assessing the needs for federal assistance. This is going to be another one of those incredible situations where a lot of combined resources are going to be needed for recovery for many, many months ahead.
No, that's right. And you know, we can be very proud of the past efforts of the country, you know, to come together and do these. You're going to have a lot of federal help, state help, and then probably most important, all of the church groups, the just people that want to be helpful, you know, providing lots of manpower, just everybody working together for the recovery.
Well, how do you feel about Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn's assertion that federal aid in situations like this should be offset by budget cuts elsewhere?
Well, when you look at the history, it's been done both ways. And I think the important thing is getting the aid there. And this is not just a gift. I mean, the law says that the federal government will replace roads and bridges and things like that. The FEMA dollars are appropriated. Mm-hmm. That's money that's put in. Those are what's immediately at work right now with the cleanup, you know, the helping the people with the basic needs that they need. What will happen after that? And I think that Senator Coburn is right in the sense that the authorizing committee, the committee of jurisdiction then, needs to look and see, you know, what the damage is in, all the while money flowing their way, to make sure that things are moving in the right direction. But at some point you have to decide how much damage there was. If we can find an offset, I think that would be very appropriate. And, nobody works any harder than Senator Coburn in finding those offsets. In the sense, you know, we have a $1 trillion deficit and debt and $17 trillion. It's good to be responsible, and it's not good. It's necessary to be responsible. So, he and Senator Inhofe and the rest of the delegation will work very hard to make sure that their state's taken care of in the appropriate way.
Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee, I know, has approved an immigration reform bill and should be headed for the Senate floor for debate in the next couple of weeks. So what does this do? What does it change, and what chances does it have?
Well, immigration, is so important, particularly to the farm community, in the sense that we all agree that they need seasonal help to help with the crops and things like that. I'd very much like to see that done more in a visa process. I have concerns about, taking the illegal immigrants that we have now and making them all citizens, in the sense that that's going to cost a lot of money. And we're struggling now to meet, we just talked about, meeting the obligations that we have. So I don't know really exactly how it's going to turn out. I think that unless there's firm commitments to secure the border, to make sure that you don't have another wave, 10 years from now, as you deal with the people that are here illegally now. So there's lots of moving parts. I'm a person that very much opposes amnesty, and I think right now that there's probably a significant amnesty component to the bill. So we'll just have to wait and see exactly where the votes fall. And the other thing is that it will go on the floor, and then it'll have the opportunity to be amended. And so we don't really know what the bill's going to look like. It's hard to know if you're for it or against it until you really see the final product.
Right. Now, I know that Mexico has new leadership. What efforts can be done to foster improvements in Mexico to maybe stop the flow of illegal immigrants?
Well, I think that's a great point, and certainly what this is all about is people wanting to be in a situation where they can, these are good people that just want to be able to take care of their families, have economic opportunity, just like all of us do. And so anything we can do to help with good governance, with the new government, to support them in their institutions, their ability to better educate their population, provide jobs, decrease the corruption, the drug wars that are going on. That's all very positive. And many of the people that come here and work, they don't want citizenship. They'd like to come and work for a while and go back. The problem that we've got now is the border is much more secure, so they come, and then they can't go back, to to take their money back, you know, be with their families and work, you know, in Mexico. So they're stuck here. And so we need a strong visa program that allows people to, the workers that we need, and again, everybody agrees that the farm community is right at the top of the list, for them to come back and forth and provide those jobs.
Well, I know there have been several scandals that the Obama administration has been facing recently, and you've been particularly vocal about the scandal involving the IRS. Of course, the IRS under investigation for apparently targeting right-wing groups for additional scrutiny in 501c4 applications.
Well, you know, the good news is it's not just me that's been critical. It's Democrats and Republicans both. This is something that we all understand that thing that the federal government has to do, these agencies that have such control over our lives, and this is the agency that's going to be in charge of implementing Obamacare, but they have such control, you know, they can make your life miserable. If they do that for partisan reasons or for whatever reason in regard to hassling the American public, that's intolerable, and we simply can't, you know, we just can't have that. So, as I said, you know, the good news is this isn't a Republican thing. This is a Republican and Democrat thing. We need to get to the bottom of it. We need to hold people accountable. And the groups they were targeting, again, weren't necessarily right-wing or whatever. I mean, they were picking out, if it had this or that in the title. And so that's simply unfair, unjust, and it's just not what America's all about.
Well, could some of this scrutiny be justified if these organizations are actively engaged in political action rather than in social welfare activities like 501c4s are required to be?
Well, I think whatever the policy is, you have to do it evenly.
Right.
And the problem with this was, you know, if you had progressive in your title, and I would, by their standards, I would be considered, you know, a right-wing nut. Maybe some of your listeners think that. But anyway, you have to do it fairly, you know, and if you're gonna target things, fine, you know, but you do it on both sides.
Right.
You don't do it, and then what we're finding out now, you don't do it and then discover it and then not disclose it. And simply at this point, I think there's pretty good evidence to lie about it. And then the idea that the president learns about it while he's watching the news or listening to NPR or something is ridiculous. I mean, that shouldn't be. There's a real problem there. If there's that lack of engagement, or there's a problem, you know, if he's simply, you know, if we're being misled in that regard. So we need to get to the bottom of it, but it has to be done fairly, where everyone is treated the same.
Well, the scandal that probably concerns those of us in the media most is the one that involves the Justice Department seizure of phone records from the Associated Press,
right,
and the alleged scrutiny of other reporters.
Right.
Officials, say that these things were done in the course of national security investigations, but right, is there any justification for this?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, there is some justification. The problem is that when you use that label, you can use that label and do about anything. So, we have to be very, very careful, you know, in this regard, in the sense of, giving up freedoms. The press is out there, and scrutinizing things. That's a good thing. We need to protect that ability, protect that freedom. That's one of the first things that the founders did. You know, was ensure that we would have a free press to have that additional check and balance. And so this is like, the IRS, Benghazi, whatever. You know, it needs to be investigated. We need to make sure that there weren't abuses. And right now there appears that there was. And find out the reason. And then also make sure that everybody that was involved has been forthcoming. And really, I guess the thing that frustrates me the most is as people come and testify, nobody knows anything. You ask the heads of these departments, and they assure you that there was no wrongdoing, but they don't know who did it. I mean, that makes no sense at all. So, we just need to dig, and that's, you know, Congress's duty is the oversight function. But this is really what America is all about, is being fair and just, and there's real concern in that regard with these things.
You mentioned Benghazi. What are the questions regarding that situation that you feel have not been answered?
I think really a couple things. We really need to understand why we were in a situation where it was very apparent that the embassy or the whatever the consulate, yeah. whatever, you know, I think it was apparent that they needed additional security and asked for it, didn't get it. You had a situation where the embassy in Paris had more security than they did. And then when the attack was ongoing, why we didn't respond. And there's been all kinds of different, well, you know, it was too far, and yet now we're finding out, no, you know, that we could have done some things. And then in the aftermath, why, who, you know, was responsible for essentially, even though we knew on the day of the attack that this was not a spontaneous thing, it was an attack, that you had the line about the video and all of those kind of things. So, you know, people need to be forthcoming. We need to get it out. I think this thing would have been dealt with months ago if people had just simply said, this is what happened. We made a mistake or you know, this or that. The American people need to know. We need to know so we won't, what can prevent it in the future. I think very importantly, I met with the dad of one of the, you know, the persons that lost their life in this. I think the families need to know, you know, for closure. Their concern is that it won't happen to somebody else in the future.
What about the allegation that emails being cited in this investigation were edited in order to make them appear worse for the administration?
Well, again, I think it has to fall both ways. I mean, you know, whatever is going on, you know, has to be fair, and those things need to be brought out.
Well, so is the president in trouble from any of these scandals, do you think?
I'm not the one that, you know, can judge if the president's in trouble or not in trouble. We've got a lot of positive things happening right now in the sense of passing a farm bill. We just passed a water bill. We're working together in those regards. We need to focus on this, but we also need to focus on the very important things that are so important for economic opportunity and things like that. I think the president will get himself in trouble if he doesn't appear to be forthcoming with the American people. And, you know, or if it appears that they're simply incapable of governing this huge government that we have. And I think that's another thing that leads credence to the argument that our government is too big and it's becoming ungovernable. Because at this point, as you ask the people that are under his authority, nobody knows anything. And that's simply unacceptable.
Well, you mentioned the farm bill. Let's talk about what's going on with it right now.
Well, as I said, you know, this is something that I think is very positive. We passed a big water bill a week or so ago in the Senate that had to do with all of the inland waterways and also our ports and harbors and seas. That's very important for our farmers because we export so much grain and things all over the world. You have to have cheap transportation. Now we're focused on the farm bill. We were able to pass it out of the committee with a good, strong vote. It's on the floor of the Senate right now. And I think either this week, probably next week when we come back, we'll be able to pass it out of the Senate. We're amending it right now. Everybody has the chance to bring amendments to the floor. We're amending it, and then it'll go into conference. And I think in the not-too-distant future, we can get a good, strong farm bill that will protect all of the commodities throughout the country.
Now, Memorial Day is coming up, and I understand you're involved in an effort to fund the creation of a Gulf War memorial.
Yeah, very much so. We're excited about that. And, the Arkansas has contributed so much, you know, going back forever, in the sense of being very patriotic. We've had so many men and women serve, and we can be so very proud of that. In fact, I know we had a group come back from overseas recently, and want to welcome them home, you know, in your area, and tell them how much we appreciate them. That's a great sacrifice for them and their families. But this is something I think is very fitting. You know, it's nice. My dad did 20 years in the Air Force, and he was a waist gunner on B-17s, and so, you know, he's your dad and he's your hero in that regard. But he's also a hero in the community, and the having the ability for a dad or a mom to bring their young child or whatever age child, and you know, to stand at a memorial and something, you know, that really reflects on the sacrifice and stuff that they've done. I think that's a great thing, and it's a great thing for them. It's a great thing for the country, to do also.
Senator John Bozeman, we're about out of time. I appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you so much, as always, for having me, and hopefully I'll be there in the not-too-distant future with you in the studio.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Senator John Bozeman joining us from his office in Washington this morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KASU.